This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, 4 o'clock hour, Jay Binkley, Rob Britton, Carrington under the weather today. He'll be back again tomorrow. We're off at 5:30, a little Royals baseball action for you. Hear from one Josh Vernier today at 5:30 as Cole Reagans toes the slab, as Vern calls it, against Lopez tonight for the Twins. You're not going tonight, though. You're going tomorrow. Is that correct?
No, I'm going tonight.
Is it tonight?
That's an A-plus pitcher's duel right now.
That is an A-plus pitcher's duel.
Assuming Reagans is the guy we saw against the Brewers and not the opening day guy, but I think he's far more...
He's no Bubich, man. Just kidding.
And you know what? I'd like to see the Royals actually score some runs against Pablo Lopez. He has absolutely dominated the team historically.
1-1, 1-2, or a 2.25 ERA so far early on in this season. I can't wait. I love watching this game tonight. Of course, we got the Masters coming up later this week. Guess who just keeps popping out of my timeline on X, Rob? Paige Spiranek. Do you know who I'm talking about? It's a lady.
Yeah, it just happens to pop up. Totally, Bink.
Well, there's things that pop up, Rob. There's a couple of things that would make Colorado blush, to be honest with you, the whole state. Dusty Likens and I like this Paige Spiranek. She likes to take pictures of herself on the golf course, but she is out for the practice rounds at the Masters. I don't know if you follow Paige Spiranek, but she is a wonderful golf analysis. Great golf.
Really, really dive into the... Who needs Andy North when you have Paige Spiranek, right?
No, I mean, who needs Mel Kiper? If you got Paige Spiranek looking out, I mean, it just pops out, if you know what I'm saying, when she's on there. Looks fantastic. By the way, the green outfit for Masters, I changed my mind. That's the best sport, man. It changed my mind. Paige Spiranek changed my mind. Mel Kiper didn't do this, you know.
The best sport is her Instagram.
Yes, or X, whatever you call it, but it pops out. MJ Melendez. People always have the guy they don't like, right? There's always going to be somebody you don't like, whether it's Hunter Renfro and that great defense he's been playing, just kidding, or MJ, or does it matter? Or would you like to see more production from the outfield? They clearly tried to shore up the outfield, and we'll talk about Cags later. He hadn't played in the outfield, by the way. There's talk that he'll be, once he gets to AAA, play more in the outfield. But I caution that because it's not easy for guys to transition to the outfield. Now, Jonathan India, we'll see what I think he does okay when he's out there, to be honest with you. But have you seen Jose Altuve when he's been playing the outfield? Have you seen the disaster? A great player that he is. A disaster in the outfield. But MJ Melendez had this swing that I hated last year, Rob. I absolutely hated it. You know what I'm talking about? He would start with the bat kind of cocked forward, and then he'd slowly bring it back, and he was always kind of late to the pitch. If he connected, he connected, but it wasn't connecting very often.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find The Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But he's reaching base. He's doing things. Vern's call the other night. Did you hear that?
The guy that called in to Vern. Can't rely on the other guys.
Vern mad, but he did. Clearly did. Usually it's me. But it was Steven this time that calls Vern after losses. But MJ Melendez, that swing bothered me. But he's changed it. He's changed that swing. But it was annoying. Because it was always late to the ball, and then he'd hit this monster's home run. I'd be like, oh, I guess the swing works out for him. Wait till June. Wait till July. Wait and see what MJ's doing. But he's changed the swing. Earlier today, JJ Piccolo, that joins Cody and Gold, twice a month? Every other week he joins him?
I believe it's every other week-ish. Every other week they try to get him on, depending on timeline, homestand, things of that nature.
This is what he said about MJ Melendez.
Yeah, regardless of what the batting average is, I think over the last four games he's got on base 6-7 times in that area. But I think he's made a little bit of a change. I can't really say I'm 100% sure, but it looks like his bat angle's a little bit different where he's starting. And he's on time a little bit more. The ball he hit last night was as good of a swing as anyone can take. I mean, a little more elevation, that ball's out. So that was a good at bat. The walk was a good at bat.
I mean, a little more elevation, that ball's out. I mean, that's baseball talk, trying to be positive. To be honest with you, it is. Now, is it a guy you can win with? Yeah. His defense shows you can win with. It's clearly you want to see the Royals go a different direction with a more consistent bat. I'm not a big fan of these. Well, it would have been a hit or a home run. It wasn't, Rob. So that's why I look at things. It's pretty cut and dry, right? Did you make a hit or not? Almost hits, I don't give a damn about. Did you get it or not?
That's fair.
I mean, seriously, that's the way I look at things.
That's fair. I will say this. This show has been very hard on MJ Melendez, Hunter Renfroe, and Kyle Isbell. Mostly, I feel like it's fair because those three in the outfield have not been carrying their weight. But what JJ said there was interesting to me because at the end he talked about, in the last four games, he's been on base 6 times. And yes, the batting average is .130. And yes, he needs to drive in more runs. And yes, it was one good game. You need a larger sample size. But why I'm willing to be more patient being relative with MJ Melendez is because he's still getting on base. And there's still a little bit of value there. And he has options. So if the swing needs another tinker or twist, you can send a AAA. Like, I think fans are quitting on MJ Melendez maybe fairly, but I think there's still something the Royals can extract from him. When I look at Hunter Renfroe, I feel like we are hurtling toward DFA town, where with MJ Melendez, there are, albeit marginal incremental growth, that incremental growth does in fact exist.
And the one thing about it, I mean, you're not going to be stars everywhere. Is this team good enough to beat the Twins in this division? Yeah, I think it's a two-horse race. I think it's Detroit, and I think it's Kansas City. But MJ, you got to be patient. I mean, eventually you say, my patience has run out with MJ because you want to see him contribute. Like, I'm rooting for this guy to succeed. You have to. Why would you want him to fail? You don't want to. It's your favorite team. You want him to see him succeed. The swing was bad last year. It's different this year. I do like that. But I'm not the whole shoulda, woulda, coulda, almost, if he puts more elevation on South Park. No, I'm pretty cut and dry. Either you got a hit or you didn't. I mean, it's that simple when it comes to MJ. But it is a guy that needs to work out. I mean, it's not like Cags just can walk right through the door and you can put him in the outfield. I think people are dreaming about that, and we'll get to it later. But you got to play in the outfield first. To be able to do it. Yeah, it's great in theory.
He's got
to
play 4 minor league games in AA before. I mean,
he just played first base right now. That's it. That's it. 100%. That's it.
And again, I don't want to come off like an MJ Melendez defender because it has been a rough go. And I know George Brett was on the morning show. It was on opening day. So that 2 weeks ago now.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how there's some frustration that he doesn't appear to be listening to, or hadn't been listening to, coaching. I think it's a better way to sum up what George was saying. But
and that's huge.
There's a swing tinker now. You heard JJ in that cut say he's even tinkered from the tinker. So he's doing things which mean imply that he's listening to coaching. He was a guy that when he came up, you thought, oh, he could be one of the pillars of the organization. I don't think he can ever be that. But for an organization that was beyond patient with Alex Gordon, was super patient with Mike Moustakas. I don't see them just quitting MJ Melendez. I think they are going to hope and pray for more incremental growth until he becomes a serviceable major leaguer. But I understand why fans are willing to quit on him, because hoping one day he becomes serviceable while you're hoping to compete is a tough deal serving two masters.
No, I agree with you on it, but you want to see him succeed. And if he is getting on base and doing something, you got to do little things.